Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sawinski. On today's program, I'm joined by State Representative Ralph Watts. Ralph, thank you as always for joining me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure talking with you.
So we are kind of getting down to the nitty-gritty of the current legislative session. So what can you tell me about where you're currently at with everything?
Right now, there are three or four policy bills that are still hanging out there. The heartbeat bill that everybody's familiar with and heard about is still alive, and actually the bill itself is in the House, but I think there's going to be maybe some action in the Senate that will help move it along and possibly be a part of another bill that's coming through. Most of the activities right now are centered on the two Appropriations Committee chairs and the Appropriations Committees between the House and the Senate. Some of the negotiations going on to see where we're going to land on some of the budget issues. We don't necessarily have the play-by-play, day-by-day stand on either one of them until we have a chance to meet and caucus and find out what's happening. We're going into session on Monday, and we'll see what happens the rest of the week as these things start to come to the fore and be resolved between the House and the Senate. I don't know what role the governor's office has played in any of it, but we're still at odds with the House and the Senate on just exactly how much the tax cuts ought to be and some of the other policy issues that we have out there. The heartbeat bill, the utility bill is still alive, and I'm hoping we'll be able to do something with that this week to see where that's eventually going to land. My personal feeling is that the consumer needs that choice as to whether they want to add the extra money on their utility bill for energy efficiency. And my position I'm holding out for, I have some amendments on that bill, and I'm holding out to give the consumer the choice as to whether they want to continue making that payment. And there's some issues surrounding all of that, but all in all, it's a good bill. I think generally it's good for the consumers. A lot of the policy in there is difficult to understand because utility law and utility regulations are an extremely complex issue, and it's difficult quite often to get everybody to understand what's actually in the bill and whether it's going to be beneficial or not.
All right. Now, with these two policy bills that you mentioned, is there any kind of deadline for getting those done? At a certain point, do you just have to push it to next year?
Well, the policy bills could all wait or they could die in the session. Of course, the budget bills have to be passed, but until we get through some of the policy bills, it's going to be difficult to get the votes to pass the budget bills. So it's all kind of wound up in a little bit of a kerfunkel at this point. I think all those issues are going to be resolved as we go forward, maybe this week and next week.
Okay. Now, diving back kind of into the budget side of things, you mentioned the appropriations. Last year, you had some tough cuts to make. Is there any cuts that are going to be a little more difficult for people to stomach this year like last year?
There are some issues, I think, in the budgets that generally are going to work themselves out. I don't know whether there's one particular issue that is hanging this up. The total budget is the main concern, and beyond that, I don't know that there's going to be a particularly difficult hang-up. Last we heard from the appropriations chair was that there'll be some money there, some funds for the backfill. They were talking about doing a gradual ending of the backfill over the next several years rather than cut it off abruptly. So, you know, there's some that are concerned about that, some that haven't had the increase in commercial development that are concerned about it, rightly so. And I think there's going to be something there, and there'll be something there probably over the next several years. It'll start to taper off.
Okay, now I talked to Senator Jake Chapman about the backfill last week, and he said that they won't be touching it this year, but next year it's probably fair game. Is that what you've heard as well?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think the plan was to start tapering it off next year over the next 4 or 5 years.
Okay. One last thing I kind of wanted to get more detail on is the tax reform bill. How is that going, and what can people expect from it?
Right now, we have the two tax plans, one in the House and one in the Senate, and the negotiations would be going on, I think, probably daily about where we eventually end up on that. Possibly the governor's office might weigh into it. I don't know. I'm not a party to those negotiations, but it's going to be a situation where we're wanting to go ahead. I think the House Appropriations leadership felt strongly that their plan fit, and the Senate did as well. So, you know, those kinds of things happen all the time between folks that are trying to determine policy, and sometimes you don't necessarily agree. Not everybody's on the same page, but that doesn't mean that either one of them are right or either one of them are wrong. And it's just one of those things that has to be worked out in the process.
Absolutely. Well, State Representative Ralph Watts, anything else that you wanted to mention to our listeners today?
As we go through the next week or two, there may be some times where we won't be in session at all. Most of the negotiation will be going on between the committee chairs. So just because we haven't adjourned sine die doesn't mean that we're down there debating and doing other things. But generally, if they see a session where they just have to negotiate between the two committees, then chances are they send everybody else home until we get a resolution to come back and vote on. So it'll be kind of a stop and start process. It always is toward the end of the session, and we'll eventually get it worked out and eventually adjourn sine die.
All right. Well, thank you as always for joining me, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Ralph Watts. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.